other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
When he's back from surfing in the spring, he's going to be back on air with us. His book's basically done, American Conspiracy. We'll save the subheadline for later. But Jesse, certainly fight the New World Order. Great to have him. Let's jam in a few final calls. Quick questions for Governor Jesse Ventura. Eric in Oregon. Eric, you're on the air.
Hi, Governor Ventura. Guys, by the way, happy Thanksgiving. You guys do an unbelievable job. Quickly, Governor Ventura, are you going to get back into the world of politics, or are you just going to remain a surfer? I remember watching you on CNN the night you decided not to run for senator from the state of Minnesota. I think you and Ron Paul should be together, third party, you vice president, Ron Paul president, and we can take back our republic.
Wait. Why do I got to take second billing?
You can take first billing, whatever you want, Governor Ventura. We just need you to bring back our republic the way
you know what? Let me answer that question quickly for you, and I use a stereotypical answer. There's a great song that Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young did, and in the lyrics of that song it said, if you want to get yourself elected, you had better cut your hair. Well, until you see me get a haircut, I'm not running. Now, as sad as that is, why should I have to cut my hair to run?
So if we see you with a Mr. Clean haircut, look out.
If you see me shave my head again, then watch out. But as long as my hair is hanging down at my shoulders, whatever little I got left, you can't run when you look that way. Why, I don't know. I'm still the same person, but, you know, it's all in perception.
What it is, when you have the ponytail or a little bit of hair, you don't look as intimidating as when you have the Mr. Clean.
Way the Mr. Clean makes you get up and shave every day, and so it makes me more aggressive.
All right, real fast, Steve in Texas. Steve, go ahead.
I have a comment for Mr. Venture, and then a quick one for you, Alex. First, Jesse, I want to tell you that, you know, you were highly responsible for, you know, my awakening and me being able to reach other people because of your influence.
Okay.
And when I saw that you were going to have this show on conspiracies, I couldn't help but wonder, you know, is this going to be, like, watered down in any way, or is this going to be out there in your face?
Look, I got to let you go because we're almost out of time.
Let me say this. It's not going to be watered down to the point where no one's telling us what to say and no one's controlling any of the people we talk to and what they say. Now, do we find definitive answers to most of these? No. Because as I said in the outset, we don't have the ability to subpoena anyone. We don't have the ability to put them under sworn oath and testimony.
Well, let me throw this in.
You know,
let me give one of your...
We're not a show that's going to solve the problem. We're more a show that's going to raise the questions, and we certainly are not tap dancing around the questions.
Yeah, folks, I've seen a lot of it. It's very hardcore. I'm surprised they're going to allow this to air. Who knows what can happen between now and next week or the other episodes airing, but I just want to say what Jesse said before to me privately in the last 30 seconds. He can comment on it. And that is, they meant to make it fair, but the other side wouldn't talk to him. So this is really leaning way towards our side. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely, because when we started the show, we were going to show both sides of the conspiracies and allow you to make the choice. But when one side will not cooperate at all, which is our case of our government, well, then our shows now very much go on the side of posing the conspiracy, and you in the end will look at it and say, wow, who do I want to believe, the government, or do I want to believe the conspiracy? Because we're going to show you very compelling things that could quite make that decision, if you're a skeptic, a hard one to make.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of this stuff's coming out mainstream news now, so the establishment can't hold it back. And Jesse Ventura is a big star, so it looks like they're going to let this happen. I am surprised. Governor, I guess I'll talk to you soon in the aftermath.
Alex, and, happy Thanksgiving to you and your listeners, and have a great holiday in December. And I guess I'll see you all in the spring when I get back, if I survive the waves.
For thousands of years, Native American healing has been practiced in North America. The Native Americans discovered an astonishing healing plant called Siaga. This pesticide-free, wild-crafted, all-natural wonder is handpicked by a medicine man and effectively combined with other all-natural and sacred ingredients into a product called Defense. These key ingredients not only supply powerful immune system building blocks defending your body against natural and man-made viruses, but they also assist your body in healing itself from life-threatening conditions. HealForGood.com's Defense capsules are Native American practitioners' remedy. Start now with a 100% money-back guarantee. Mention this ad and receive $5 off your first 3-month supply of Defense capsules. Call 1-877-HEAL-4-GOOD. 1-877-HEAL, the number 4, GOOD. That's 877-432-5446. Or order online at HealForGood.com. That's HealForGood.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Let's get down to it. Money is tight. We at Life Change Tea know this. So try our package deal and save some bucks. Feel better. Lose weight and feel better. Oh, yeah, I said that. And here's a thought. When you lose weight, you eat less. Less food saves you money. So now Life Change Tea makes you feel better, helps with your weight problem, and you will save money. It doesn't get any better. Order today. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You've heard it. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Lose weight, feel better, and save some bucks. That's GetTheTea.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
He is a member of the European Parliament, Nigel Farage. We're working on getting him on next week. And he's a nationalist, a conservative, and he really tears them up for their criminal activity in the EU. He calls for its abolishment from within it. And so I want to play this clip of him just a few days ago, last Friday, grilling these people and exposing them. Then we're going to continue with the latest on ClimateGate. Big, big developments there. And take your phone calls. And what's happening with Dubai and deep water as ripples from debt crisis spread. Gold at record highs right now. We do have a surprise guest for a full hour. For a full hour. Next hour. I'm just going to leave it at that. I am extremely excited about this, to say the least. But I have to practice my curtsy for this guest. Oh, man. So that is coming up. What drugged me in here? Ventura called up. He is so nice. He gives me the first interview before a media blitz and said, I'll do it Friday. You want me to come on, promote the show? And then this other individual contacted us Wednesday night and said I can do Friday. So I'm here. I was going to take off and take my children hiking. Man, the Austin Greenbelt, the Barton Creek Greenbelt is like heaven right now. 2 days ago, Wednesday afternoon, it was like completely sunny, about 69 degrees. The water was like green, blue. You could see like all the way down to the bottom. It was just so crystal clear. It was like something out of a Maxfield Parrish painting or something with those oak trees and then the other trees turning colors. That's where I would like to be this entire weekend. Not gorging on turkey and red wine, but here we are, and I will be live Sunday. You know, Charlie Sheen didn't feel well Tuesday, so we moved it, and so we're going to have the winner of 20 Minutes of the President on with us Sunday. If the water doesn't rise over Bear Creek, as they say. So this Sunday show will be live 4 to 6 p.m. So many good things are happening, like auditing the Fed, moving forward to the full House. This climate gate is so huge now. I mean, it calls for criminal arrest, indictments, people to resign. It's finally broken into the mainstream media. Incredible developments there. But let's go ahead and go out to break with a European Union member hailing from England, Nigel Farage. Here it is.
Well, good morning, everybody. You're all very downbeat this morning. I thought this was going to be a big, proud moment. I mean, it's taken you 8.5 years of bullying, of lying, of ignoring democratic referendums. 8.5 years it's taken you to get this treaty through, and on the 1st of December, you will have it. And, of course, the architect of all of this, Giscard, wanted from this constitutional treaty for the European Union to have a big global voice. But I'm afraid the leaders have suffered from a collective loss of nerve. They've decided that they want their faces to be up on the global stage, not somebody from the European Union, and so we've got appointed a couple of political pygmies. The Kissinger question of who to call in Europe hasn't really been answered, has it? I guess the answer can only be Mr. Barroso, because he's the only one that anybody in the world has ever heard of, and is probably the big winner out of these posts. No wonder, sir, you look so happy this morning. And we have a new president of Europe, Herman Van Rompuy. Doesn't exactly trip off the tongue, does it? I can't see him stopping the traffic in Beijing or Washington. I doubt anybody in Brussels would even recognise who he is. And yet, he's going to be paid a salary that is bigger than Obama's, which tells you all you need to know about this European political class and how they look after themselves. But at least he's an elected politician, unlike Baroness Cathy Ashton, who really is the true representation of the modern-day political class. In some ways, she's ideal, isn't she? She's never had a proper job, and she's never been elected to anything in her life. So I guess she's perfect for this European Union.
Excuse me, Mr. Farage.
Yes.
I would like to put down your postages. You made your presentation.
Right,
okay. Is enough for us, chaps. Okay.
Calm down, chaps.
Please continue.
Can't know. But, I mean, she's never been elected to anything, and no one knows who she is. Even the Prime Minister was talking about Baroness Ashdown as opposed to Ashton. I mean, no one has ever heard of her. She's even less well-known than Herman Van Rompuy. I mean, that takes some doing, doesn't it? She's risen without trace. She's part of this post-democratic age. She married well. She married an advisor and a friend and supporter of Tony Blair and got put in the House of Lords. When she was in the House of Lords, she was given one big job. And the job was to get the Lisbon Treaty through the House of Lords and to do so pretending that it was entirely different to the EU constitution. So she's good at keeping a straight face. And she vigorously crushed any attempt in the House of Lords for the British people to have a referendum. So here she is. Never stood for public office, never had a proper job, and here she gets one of the top jobs in the Union. Her appointment is an embarrassment for Britain. But it's much worse. Well, at least I've been elected, sir. Unlike her, she's not been elected, and the people don't have the power to remove her. But just hear the next bit. There's something rather more serious than that. Cathy Ashton was an active member of the Campaign for Nuclear Disarmament. In fact, she was the treasurer of the Campaign for Nuclear Disarmament during a period of time when CND took very large donations and refused to reveal the source. What is known is that these donations were obtained by a man called Will Howard, who was a member of the Communist Party in Great Britain. Will Baroness Ashton deny that while she was treasurer, that she took funds from organisations who were opposed to Western-style capitalism and democracy? That question must be asked. And are we really happy that somebody who will be in charge of our overseas security policy was an activist a few years ago in an outfit like CND? I mean, if we really think that, frankly, we need our bumps felt. I don't think that she's a fit and proper person to do this job. She has no experience, and unless she can answer those questions, did she take money from enemies of the West? That question must be answered. Well, we have our two pygmies. We'll have the Bland leading the Bland, but I'm not celebrating because they'll press on with political union, and whilst our leaders may have saved face for the moment for themselves on the international stage, they have all betrayed their national democracies. The European state is here. We're about to get an avalanche of new laws because of this Lisbon Treaty, and there's no question in my mind that there has to be a full, free, fair referendum in the United Kingdom to decide whether we stay part of this union or not. I hope and pray that we vote to leave, but either way, the people simply must be asked. Thank you.
Well, Chairman,
I would like to turn to Mr. Farage. It would be most appropriate if you turned your tone down, because certain expressions are not acceptable to everybody. I would like to ask you whether you would like to accept a question from some of the members as the blue card question.
Madam Herzog,
I'm just curious.
Please.
What is...
Yeah. Well, maybe... Madam Herzog, please.
Mr. President, Mr. Farage has said that those people they were elected last week are not those the traffic will stop to let them go. And this is why we elected them, because we wanted to elect people who will make the traffic move for all European citizens to get a better life to themselves. And this is what they will do. Mr. Rompuy and Mr. Cathy Ashton are four people, and the 480 million European will know it soon. I think this is the stake, and we have to stand for them. We have to save their integrity, personal integrity. And Mr. Farage, I'd like to say something, Hungarian quotation for you. It's good that you are here, because if the monkey goes up to the tree, it's better seen how red is his popo.
All right.
Thank you.
Now, it goes on and on. There's hours of this. That's Nigel Farage, the British member of the European Parliament. And he's not allowed to criticize people, but the minister from Poland is allowed to say when a monkey goes up the tree farther and further, the more we can see his butt. So she can engage in preschool sayings, and they don't reprimand her. Then others attacking throughout the day, and then they just turn his microphone off and let them all call him names. And then they reprimanded him and said, you're not allowed to speak it anymore because of what you said. We don't like it. This is a dictatorial, unelected group of crooks that run the Central Committee over the EU. There's two different bodies. And the nation states can't even get out of it. France voted to get out of it. Other countries voted. Ireland voted to not be part of it. They just went ahead and had another vote. And obviously, there's a lot of evidence of election fraud, according to correspondence with We Are Change in Ireland and others we've talked to. Even mainstream media has said it's suspicious what happened with the Lisbon Treaty. But we're going to work on getting him on the show. We have a special guest coming up next hour. It's not Nigel Farage. I'll just leave it at that. Again, extremely excited about that. That is coming up. We just had Jesse Ventura live. You know, we re-aired the Jesse Ventura interview from a few weeks ago yesterday, not knowing for sure he was going to be on live today. Like I said, I got a call Thursday evening from Ventura, and they didn't call him back till Thanksgiving Day to hook that up. Charlie Sheen will be live with us Sunday. We've been playing phone tag, but he says that's the time that's good for him, so 98% chance that's going to be happening Sunday with some other breaking information. Hope you all had a great Thanksgiving. We're giving thanks for the fact that we're starting to kick the New World Order's hind. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Graf Under Safes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Graf Under Safes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Graf Under Safes, security is their sole purpose. Go to grafundersafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-457-1801. Graf Under Safes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to grafundersafes.com. That's G-R-A-F-F-U-N-D-E-R safes.com. Or click on their banner at Infowars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
Did you know that the dollar has lost 10% of its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Let's put this another way. Who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metal accounts, call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Next week, we have the guitarist from Blondie coming on. He's anti-New World Order. He's written a book about it, Politics and the Occult. That's been set up by the great producers in there. Dave Mustaine said he wanted to come back on in November or December. I haven't contacted him yet. Let's go ahead and get Dave Mustaine on next week. Oh, so you guys have been talking. Well, let's get him in studio then. Oh, my God, and we have to send the email today. We have his home number. See, I've been procrastinating. I don't bug these people. Craig, send the email as if it's, but, I mean, let me see it. Let me see it so that, are you on air in there? Okay, I couldn't tell us. I'm hearing an echo, so you're not on air. Yeah, let's go ahead and write an email, but as if it's for me, just say, hey, Dave, you said you might want to come on in December. I hear you're in town. Can we get you in studio or do another phoner? Sorry, time got away from me. I should have gotten in contact with you earlier because you said you'll give him a few weeks lead time. That he invited me out to San Diego, and I haven't been able to do that. And then just say, you talked about hooking up. We'd love to have you in studio. Have a car pick you up, something like that. Tell him we're a few minutes from downtown. We're talking like 4 or 5 days away. We got to email him right now. In fact, give me his number out of the computer. I'm going to call Dave at the end of the show and just leave a message. God, see, I told you a week ago to remind me to call Dave, and it's not your fault. It's my fault for forgetting. Let's get Dave Mustaine in studio. How awesome would that be? His new album named after my film, Endgame. Now a Christian woke up against the New World Order. What a blessing. Makes all the atheists out there, devil worshippers, mad, but like the father of one of the fathers of modern heavy metal. In fact, let's come in with, in the next segment, can you cue up My Darkest Hour? I certainly don't want to play that with our next guest coming up. In My Darkest Hour. I think that's in the computer up at the network, actually. Let's go. We can play the YouTube one, too, if you want. Let's go out to break, and I'll come back and comment on these. This is some of the good calls coming into the InfoWars comment line. Here it is. Wars comment line. You've got 60 seconds for your question or comment. 60 seconds. And if it's good, we'll put it on air.
Hi, Alex. This is Brandon from Cleveland, Ohio. I just wanted to say I noticed back in high school when I was in economics class, we had textbooks that said that the Federal Reserve was a independent agency, not part of the government, and our teacher used to stress that to us. And now that I'm in college taking an economics class, it says nowhere in the book that the Federal Reserve is not a part of the government. And my teacher knows it. We had a nice discussion about it in class, actually, when I brought it up. But you could just see now that even though it's admitted, they still don't want people to really know that. Have a good day.
Hey, Alex. Doug Fielder at Plano, Texas here. Listen, my friend, I heard you debate with Alan Combs regarding the FEMA camps, and he dismissed you as being an alarmist. I've seen Glenn Beck do the same thing on his show, and the people I talk on the streets, they do the same thing when you mention FEMA camps. I recommend that you post a map of the United States on your website and the location of all these FEMA camps, and you challenge these people. Say, hey, I challenge you to find the nearest FEMA camp near you. And maybe that will wake up a lot of these people. That's it.
Hi, Alex. This is Evolve from the Prison Planet Forum. Just wanted to say that I'm sick and tired of the elitists destroying our country. It's time for the patriots to rise. These satanic Hitler wannabes need to take the fall.
Alex, my patriot brother, I'm Chris out of We Are Change Denver. I have some intel for the listeners regarding Fall of the Republic. We all have our own style, and mine is to approach strangers on sidewalks and coming out of stores. When they see that I intend to give them something, they usually begin to shy away. I have found through experience that the words free, DVD, and shadow government work really well. Free immediately slows them down. DVD is neutral. But when I say shadow government, 9 out of 10 of them will immediately turn around and change their whole demeanor. Their expression goes from stern to open and inquisitive. Even those who have done their best to ignore the situation know that something big is going on behind the scenes, and I'm presenting a free information source that might shed some light on what's going on. Definitely speak in your own words, but include the words free, DVD, and shadow government, and you'll be amazed at your success out there. Good luck, guys.
Well, good luck to you. Good job. Play some more of these. Take your calls. Get into all the huge economic developments and a lot more. And I'm going to comment on these phone calls we just got as well. Stay with us. More straight ahead on the GCN Radio Network. I'm Alex Jones. InfoWars.com. PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Mustaine, My Darkest Hour. Great poetry. By the way, we're sending an email out today. We've got him in studio, or I'll go interview him in San Antonio. He said he wanted to do that when he came to Texas. Wanted to go eat barbecue, he said, but we've kind of forgotten the last moment, but we're going to work on getting that done. Let's play a little bit of this song, then I'm going to go to more of your calls and information. Stay with us. Crank it up. We are live, by the way, the 27th of November, 2009. Got a special guest coming up in T-minus 26 minutes, 20 seconds. Believe me, you're not going to want to miss it. Tell everybody you know to tune in right now. This is the darkest hour for the New World Order as their plans begin crashing down. As the people who love liberty begin to rise, as the awakening spreads, countering the disease of a globalist. Our darkest hour is their darkest hour. Oh, they're not going to get out of this without a scratch. You are not there.
And no, I reached out for you.
classic right there. You know, Symphony of Destruction. John, you got that? Symphony of Destruction, it really tells the New World Order story. And the new album, Endgame, certainly does as well. It's been the number one album on a bunch of charts. Totally anti-New World Order, anti-flu vaccine, anti-FEMA. This is exciting. Dave Mustaine reaches tens of millions in the U.S., hundreds of millions worldwide, sells out giant stadiums in South America and Australia and Europe and in Rome, just hundreds of thousands of people. And they're now learning about Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, thanks to Dave Mustaine, who's had really a complete awakening. He's always known a lot of this, but he's had a complete awakening. And I just forget how special and important these victories against the New World Order are. I played a few of those clips. We Are Change Denver states using terms like free DVD and shadow government makes people more willing to hear about the truth. Certainly does. All you got to do is reach out to people. They're ready to hear the truth now, folks. Our job's a lot easier than it was 10, 15, 20, 30 years ago. Also, another caller said Glenn Beck would be woken up if they researched FEMA camps. Beck was sent everything. Beck was sent the mainstream articles admitting FEMA camps. He doesn't want to tell the truth. I don't know about Combs. I mean, Combs was saying he didn't know anything about world government as it's openly being announced everywhere. That's why we had him on the show. I love the call about the Hitler wannabes. We need to bring them down. Satanic Hitler wannabes. Let's also play a couple more of these clips. Let's play the JFA clip, the radio clip, and the Federal Reserve clip. Here they are, ladies and gentlemen, some of those other audio clips from the listener comment line. You can call the listener comment line at 512-646-4444, and we play the best rants or questions or comments. Let's play those last three we didn't play earlier. Here they are.
Hello, Mr. Jones. I had a couple quick questions real fast. One, back in June, you made an article on prisonplanet.com that talked about the experience of a FEMA photographer who has who had unrestricted access to the World Trade Center site and has all sorts of videos and 9/11 evidence that he's holding on to. This man is now exiled in Argentina, and I was wondering if you were able to acquire some of this evidence. My second question, I was just wondering what happened to your JFK movie, if you're ever going to get that finished. Thanks, bye.
Hey, guys, is there any way that your show could be, that you can hear it on your car radio? Is it broadcast on anything that can be picked up on a car radio? That is my question. I'd like to find out. Thank you.
Okay, let me answer the last question first. To be technical, the weekday show, we've actually gotten an accurate count now, is on 57 stations. Now, some of those stations carry the Sunday show, but a lot of them don't. And so we have over 30 stations that are individual to the Sunday show. So total, around 80 stations that pick up the show. A lot of them are little bitty. Some of them are big. Most of them are mom and pops or individually owned. But that sounds like a lot to be on close to 80 or right at 80 stations. It's not small, but it's not huge. You know, there's 15,000 radio stations in this country. Our FCC system is to have small transmitters, whereas Europe has big ones that blanket. We have more stations in the U.S. So XM, what is it, 3-7, re-airs every Friday show Saturday, and that's on the Genesis website. They're kind of testing the waters with us. Global Shortwave, you can listen to the shortwave radio. Live 11 to 4, WWCR, frequency's changing. We go to the WWCR.com website, look at that. A lot of people are using internet streaming off their iPhone. It just plugs into the jack on your car, your little audio port, and you can just listen wirelessly over the internet. You just, on your iPhone or other device, Flycast, all of that. That's the future. And because we are the number one radio show on the internet, according to a whole bunch of different yardsticks, whatever's number one on the internet is what goes to the top. Now, Google's being criticized because everything anti-Obama, anti-establishment, you type in Obama's name, first stuff that comes up is bad. Type up George Bush's name. First stuff that comes up is bad because that's what's the most popular. Whatever gets the most hits and the most visits, Google system. Here's an example. There was a national TV story a couple days ago where they said, oh, you type in the name Michelle Obama and an unflattering image comes up, and it's prisonplanet.com forum. And we don't really mess with that or censor that. We only have to go in and erase stuff people call for violence. We don't even have the staff to mess with it. We have some good moderators in there, but, you know, we're not going to take down the unflattering image of Michelle Obama. People did that with Bush and First Lady Barbara and First Lady Laura, Hillary. But Google, the government complained and said everything that you type in is unflattering. And it's going to Prison Planet. This was on the news. We've got to pull that clip up if we have time. That's because that's what's the most popular thing on Michelle Obama is her in an unflattering cartoon. I'll just leave it at that. That's how the internet works. Now, they're talking about changing that. But right now on Alexa and Flycast and Shoutcast and all these other gauges, we are number one alternative sites. InfoWars is number one. Prison Planet's number two. We got the first and second place. Number one on Shoutcast for talk radio and many times of the day, number one period above music. Number one free radio on the internet. That is the future. Okay, as everybody gets these devices and can tune into it, I talk to family, neighbors. They go, man, I got an iPhone, went to radio, you were number one. And it's quite a responsibility. I got a big attack the last few weeks by CBS News, scores of other publications saying I'm the king of conspiracy, I'm dangerous, I'm incredibly popular. That's actually kind of freaking me out. I mean, I never intended to be getting this big, and it's exponential. I mean, we're only beginning to rise. It's like we got a rocket tied to our back. And I got called by this high-powered operative. I mean, on record, the guy is a high-powered operative of the government and a foreign government who wants to come interview me coming up later this week for the front cover of a major magazine. And you can't really turn it down because they'll just write it and say you chickened out and wouldn't talk to them. But, I mean, my life's getting pretty wild is the operative word here, to say the least. And just we need your prayers. We need your support now more than ever. Speaking of support, I haven't even plugged any support yet. What pays for all these employees out here? What pays for the TV studio, the radio studio, the work we do, the rent, the power, the IT bill? You, buying the DVDs, the books, being a PrisonPlanet.tv member. We've got a deal that runs through Christmas. 5 months free at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or you can get a trial monthly membership for $5.95. And that's the cost of two cups of Starbucks coffee, folks. And you get high-quality archives, the video streaming, all my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, almost 6 years. It's 5.5 years up and running. We only make it better and better. PrisonPlanet.tv. I want to thank the members there. And if you're not a member or let your membership elapse, go get it, folks, because not only do you get great information, we let you share your passcode with six simultaneous computers can log on if you've got a membership. So just don't share it with too many people because it'd make our servers crash and your passcode won't work while six or more people are logged on with your passcode. It'll start working as soon as they don't. But share that judiciously, but still the message is to get the material out. Go to PrisonPlanet.tv, burn all my films to DivX. We have it in DivX version. So it can play, go on regular CDs that then play in most DVDs and computers. Follow the Republic, get the high quality DVD at Infowars.com. We have a deal running until they sell out. And I'm told some sizes are about to sell out by this weekend probably. So it'll be limited sizes soon. It isn't right now. We have all major sizes from small up to XX large. The Obama Joker poster that the national media said should be banned and they attacked. You can have this collector's edition with InfoWars on the back, different messages on the bottom, fascism, socialism, New World Order. When you get Fall of the Republic, buy the one DVD for $19.95 and get a free T-shirt. We also have some other combo deals where you can get Aaron Russo's Reflections and Warnings, the film I made with that last interview he did. Really an honor to him, but it's also very informative. People that see it say, man, this film should be bigger. This is important. Get a free Reflections and Warnings. We've got that where you get a, you know, buy a Fall of the Republic, buy an Endgame, get that free. Limited time. Because when that runs out, I may not even print anymore. I mean, I did a limited printing. People kept saying, oh, we want that Aaron Russo interview. We want that Aaron Russo interview. So I turned it into a whole film. But the way DVDs work is if something isn't a super good seller, I can't afford to print more of it, even though it's great, to then just let it sit there on the shelf. So when that's gone, that's gone. It's been somewhat successful, but it's been a sleeper for us. That's why we're giving it away free, so you find out just how good it is. You can also call toll-free, say, I want the free Aaron Russo DVD combo or the free T-shirt combo, or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. John, take us out with Symphony of Destruction. We'll come back, answer more questions, take your calls, and the special guest is coming up. Stay with us.
You take a mortal man and put him in control. Watch him become a god. Watch people's heads roll.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Each day, one in four Americans visits a fast food restaurant. 60% of all Americans are either overweight or obese. Fast food can bring fast lives to a screeching halt. Fast food is toxic food. One of the benefits of colon cleansing is to detoxify from fast food. Since 1985, thousands of Americans have chosen MediCleanse, the original colon cleanse. MediCleanse is a high-fiber colon cleansing product made from a carefully balanced combination of pure and natural ingredients, ground flaxseed, whole psyllium husks, and food-grade bentonite clay. MediCleanse is safe and gentle enough to be used daily. Learn more at MediCleanse.com or call us with your colon cleansing questions at 1-800-317-9547. Detoxify from fast food, pesticides, and heavy metals with MediCleanse. A one-month supply is only $23.95 plus shipping and handling and comes with a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Order now at MetaCleanse.com or call toll-free 1-800-317-9547. MediCleanse for radiant health.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
I'll give you a little hint about the guest we got coming up the next hour, just a few minutes away. It has to do with the hacked emails, with ClimateGate, and so much more. So stay with us on that. No more Mr. Nice Guy as we fight these globalists trying to seize control of our economy for world government. So you don't want to miss what's coming up. We are live on this Black Friday, as they call it, 27th day of November 2009. Dubai in deep water as ripples from debt crisis spread. Times of London. Fears of dangerous new phase of economic crisis swept around the globe yesterday as traders responded to the shock announcement that a debt-laden Dubai state corporation was unable to meet its interest bill. Shares plunged on weak currencies, battered for more than 14 billion pounds, was wiped from the value of British banks on fears that they would be left nursing new losses. Nervous traders transferred the focus of their anxieties from the risk of companies falling to the risk of nations, states defaulting. Investors owed money by Mexico, Russia, and Greece saw the price of insuring themselves against default rocket. And it goes on from there. Another headline out of Bloomberg. Dubai debt delay rattles confidence in Gulf borrowers. Dollar hits 14-year low against the Japanese yen, prompting fears that a further surge could hurt a fragile recovery in the world's second largest economy. And what's gold doing right now? I haven't even looked in the last few hours. I know it's been rising upwards quickly. So I hate to say, see, I told you so, but man, the globalists are really killing the dollar. We'll ask our guest that's coming up why he thinks that is going on, and a lot more. All the big new developments on ClimateGate. It's confirmed the emails are real. The very code to the computer system, the computer models they use with notes from the programmers about how to engage in fraud, how to cover up the decrease in temperatures. KXAN locally did another report I saw the other night. I don't even watch television, maybe 30 minutes a day, saying polar bears are drowning and dying, even though their numbers are way up. Even though they go out on ice floes to hunt, they're the greatest land swimmer. I mean, it's just unbelievable. The fraud. Meanwhile, Climate Czar says hacked emails don't change anything. Washington Times. And they're now looking at other countries that mirrored their fraudulent data for the IPCC and the UN. New Zealand's climate data shows clear evidence of fraud. So we'll be going over that as members of the Australian government resign over what's happening in that area of the world, as well as New Zealand. Another author points to ClimateGate's Perry Mason moment when they're caught red-handed. Another great article on the Wall Street Journal, How to Forge a Consensus. The impression left by the ClimateGate emails is that the global warming game has been rigged from the start. UK scientists, case for climate fears is blown to smithereens. Whole theory should be destroyed and discarded, and UN conference should be closed. We should end this anti-scientific nonsense now. UN's Copenhagen Jamboree is a scandal, and it must be stopped. So we're going to be breaking that down. Also, ClimateGate, five Aussie MPs lead the way by resigning in disgust over the carbon tax. This is out of the London Telegraph today. Australia is leading the revolt against Al Gore's great big AGW conspiracy. They're caught in a criminal conspiracy to loot economies and have the UN government decide who can have businesses and who can't, and banning fireplaces, space heaters, taxes on television sets already in California. Just as the Aussie geologist and AGW skeptic Professor Ian Plummer predicted it would. We're going to get geologist Ian Plummer back on. ABC News reports that five frontbenchers from Australia's opposition Liberal Party have resigned their portfolios rather than follow their leader, Malcolm Turnbull, in voting for Kevin Rudd's government on a new emissions trading scheme. So they're ramming that through right now. We're going to go to break, ladies and gentlemen, and come back with somebody that I have been chomping at the bit to get on.
GCN.
Like no guest ever for some reason.
Visit GCNlive.com today.